One second. What's happening?
Yeah, it's going to happen now.
Kof Ches Mal Cheshvan, Friday the 21st of November, Rabbi Naftali Meir Lieberman, Torah and Tefillah.
So this we said we would find Esav and Yaakov, the two brothers. Yigdalu and Orim, the brothers grow up. Esav is the big hunter. The Yaakov, Ishtom, Yosef, Aholim. And Yaakov is the Tam, the unsophisticated one, Yosef, Aholim, who sits inside the tents of Shem Ve'im, says Rashi, and he's busy learning Torah. The degree to which Yaakov Avinu learned Torah, say Chazal, next week's Sedra, by Yishkav Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep, and next week's Sedra, Rashi says, Amokim, Ahu, Shochav. In that place he slept, I will be Yeshiva, Shem Ve'im, and Shochav, Yodan, and Shonov. For 14 years, Yaakov Avinu didn't sleep and he spent the nights learning. And the question is, if Yaakov Avinu learned, I assume, the whole day in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, why does he have to learn yet again by night? He's learned, he spent the whole day learning. No, and he doesn't just learn by night, but he learns all night. What is the significance of Limud HaTorah Balayla? And with that, Ki Yodua is a very beautiful Rambam in Rambam's Talmud Torah, where the Rambam says that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is twofold. V'ogisa v'yom v'laylo is mechayev, learn by day and learn by night. And even if one's learned by day, he's not potter from learning by night. But then the question is, which Torah is better? Night Torah or day Torah? One would have said day Torah, you know, your head's fresh, you're working. It's the time of toil and effort. In Rambam Shteknish Tazay, the Rambam says, afal pi shemitzvah lumud v'yom v'laylo. Although it's admitted to learn by day and by night, Ein Adam loy made roiv chochmosi elo balayla. Roiv chochma, one learns by night. And this Rambam lechere is einoy muvan. It's difficult to understand. We have a chap who learns 12 hours in a day. And then he learns another 3 hours by night. A big masmid. He learns till 7 o'clock, and 7 till 11 he learns again. So he's learned 12 hours by day. He woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, right through the day. He learns 3 hours by night. And the Rambam says, most your Torah is learned by night. What do you mean? It depends. If I do 12 hours by day, 3 hours by night, Rav Torah is by yom. If I'm a guy who does 12 hours by night and 3 hours by day, have a night shift, then I will do more Torah by night. You can't. The Rambam makes a statement that all people, Rav Torah is learned by night. Let's question among the Rambam. How does that work? How can we say as a fact that most Torah is learned by night? The Rambam carries on. Somebody wants to be zeicher to the crown of Torah, to the real level of limud haTorah, has to be careful with every single one of his nights. You can't even afford to lose one of them. B'shino, v'achila, b'shtia, v'sicha, eating, drinking, speaking. Elo b'talmud Torah b'divrei chacham. The Rambam says, you want to be zeicher to kesher shel Torah, there's only one choice. Make sure you learn every night. And the question is, it's impossible. We have chasnas. We have things to do. And does that mean that somebody who doesn't learn every night is not zeichet lekesher shel Torah? How can we say such a thing? And the Rambam says, Hashayach, you want to be zeichet Torah, you can't learn every single night. Things happen. We make chasna kids. That's the second question. So the first question is, how can we say that Rav Torah is learned by night? Second question, if you lose a night, you've lost the plot. How can that be? No one can say that he's gone through a night. Every night of his life is learned Torah. Third question. The Rambam makes a strange statement. Amru Chachamim, Ein Goyrono Shel Torah Elo Balayla. The Goyren of Torah, Goyren translates as the granary of Torah, is only by night. Shenema Kumi Roini Balayla. And we are perplexed. What is the Goyren of Torah? We've heard of Iyun Bekiyas. There is a new concept called Goyren Shel Torah, the granary of Torah. And you want to know when the granary of Torah is? It's by night. What is the granary of Torah? What is this unique concept of Torah called the Goyren, the granary of Torah? There's another Chazal. Chazal says the Rambam doesn't bring it, but other people have the gifts in the Rambam here as well. Ein Rino Shel Torah Ela Balayla. The song of Torah is only by night. And the question is again, if Gemara says in Megillah one has to learn Bezimra, one should learn Torah with happiness, with Gishmak. So how can you tell me that in Rino Shel Torah Ela Balayla, the only way you're going to have a song of Torah is by night? By day you can also sing the Gishmak of a Sugya. Those are the questions. So Rambam says there are two types of learning. Every person in his life, he has the learning where he's involved in the learning with the chavrusa, with the shir. And then there's the learning, which is personal. And let's try take a motto from the Rambam. When you have the avedas asod, when you have the avedas achita, when you want to make bread, you start off with winnowing and reaping and wrapping up together. There's a whole process of getting the wheat into the granary. The answer balagam, it's all over the place. And finally, at the end of the whole process, when you've cut, you've reaped, you've winnowed it, you've got everything sorted, you put it in the granary, and then everything's sorted, it's there to be, it's there to stay, it's in its place. Amakayim yovei b'shon. When the Rambam talks about limud ha-Torah b'layla, he's talking about a concept of learning. It happens to be that often it's by night, we'll see later. But it's a type of learning. When a person learns with a chavrusa, so his chavrusa is arguing with him, and he's arguing with his chavrusa, or he's in the shir, he hears the Magid Shir's svara, but he's not sure he agrees with it. He's working it through. It's Torah, but there's a lack of clarity. When a person goes home at night, and remember in the olden days it was quiet, there was no one around. You had your candle, your Gemara, and yourself. And your mobiles were off. And he sits down and he goes through that Gemara again. It's an entirely different relationship to Torah. It's Torah shenol medes ba'layla. The Rambam says Laila is a time of quiet. Laila is a time when no one disturbs him. Phones are off, the family's gone to sleep, and I'm sitting there with my Gemara. And then I'm analysing the sugya. I am putting Torah into myself. As opposed to having been associated with Torah with my chavrusa in the shir, wherever in the chabura, when I'm sitting in myself, the Torah becomes part of me. It's internalized. I remember it. It becomes clear. And that is the concept of limud ha-Torah b'layla. And that limud ha-Torah b'layla, says the Rambam, ein odum keine reiv chochmosi elo b'layla. That unique level of clarity, the association and the personalization of Torah belongs to the Torah of the night. By day, when there's noise, one doesn't get that clarity. And let's go back to the Rambam. In Goyrono Shol Torah Ela Balaylo. Goyren, the granary, when it's all stored away safely, that takes place by night. That's the uniqueness of Torah Alaylo, Torah learned by night. And let's move on. The Rambam says, Ein Roiv Chochmosoi Ela Balaylo. The wisdom of a person is only bought by night. So we said, what do you mean? A guy learns 12 hours in the day, 3 hours by night. How can you say the wisdom of Torah is by night? He's learned 12 hours by day and only 3 hours by night. The Rambam doesn't say, Ein odom lemed roiv teirosoi ela balaylo. He says, roiv chochmosi. Chochmosi is the conceptual understanding of the Gemara in a deeper way. The chochmas ha-Torah that you get by night when it's quiet. You're sitting down in a time where there's dedication to be learning. It's my own Torah, it's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Gemara. That's when I get, I'm kind of the Chochmas HaTorah. Avraham Palm once said over, Kivega wrote in a letter, Reiv Chochmosi, Reiv Teresai mit Talmidei. Most of my Torah come from my students. Avraham Palm was the classic Isha Emes, was very bothered by this statement. Kivega was going to go in and shasa place on his fingertips. And he can write that most of his Torah came from his Talmidim. So Avraham Palm explained that Kvega meant like this. He knew all the Shas and Peskin, but he had hundreds of questions. He had difficulties. And he's giving a shir, and suddenly one Talmud blurts out a vart, and from that vart he chaps in the kudah, he understands something he never told before, and 30 questions get answered. And Kvega wasn't saying most of my knowledge of Torah, the quantity of Torah, it's the quality of Torah, the depth of Torah. When the Rambam says, Ein odom lemed roiv chochmosi ela balaylo, means when you get there at night, we'll see what night means soon, but let's just finish the Rambam. When you get there at night, and you've got peace of mind, and everything's disconnected, and you're involved in the sugya, and it's becoming clear, becoming part of ourselves, that's when one's kind of roiv chochmosi. It's a Torah we'll remember, it's a Torah we'll understand deeply. Let's move on. The Rambam says, since night is so important, don't lose even one night. So we ask the question, what do you mean? We're going to make a chasna tonight. I can't have to miss this night. I believe Shadram is like this. We're talking about a person who learned 12 hours in a day. A mass with otzo. He learned 12 hours in a day and he says to himself, you know what? Tonight, I'm going to take it easy. I haven't got time to do this night learning, to chaza over, to get it clear, to internalize it. Tonight, I haven't got kirch for this. And he says, you know what? Tonight I'm taking off. Says the Rambam, you're losing the kisra shotayra. Because the 12 hours of learning by day becomes solidified when you learn by night. If you're missing that night, you're missing the whole day's learning. You can't afford to do that because you're going to lose the Kisra Shel Torah. The Chazorah, the clarity which comes afterwards is a result of the night learning. You don't have that, you've lost the Torah. Finish off with the last question on the Rambam. Ein, Rambam says, Ein Rino Shel Torah Ela Balayla. The song of Torah is only by night. What does that mean? Why has night got the song and learning Torah by day doesn't have the song? The goal on this halacha brings a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Kad Omar Eshlokish, Kad Havina Lo'i by Raisa by Yamama. When we will toil over Torah by night, Kad Havina Lo'i by Raisa by Yamama. When we will toil on Torah by day, sorry. When we will toil on Torah by day, Havia Menar Oli Belayla. At night, the sugi would become light, it would be lit up. Have a menara li belayla, the nights, the Torah became clear by night. Says the Rambam, when a person muches, says the Gaon, when a person muches on a sugya by night, actually by day, at night it becomes light. The sugya brightens up. When is the Rino Shel Torah? When does a person have that little feeling inside himself he wants to dance? That's when he's learned a whole day and he's sat by night and internalized the Torah. That's when he's going to wake up. That's when he's going to have the simcha, the dancing of Torah. Everyone knows a famous story. There was a chap in Yerushalayim looking out the window because he saw there was a snowfall, a rare, heavy snowfall in Yerushalayim. And this yid happened to live opposite the Biskarov, and he's looking out the window to see, and the snow's piling up, and he's amazed. You know, it's a one in 5 year occurrence. And suddenly he sees outside the Biskarov's door, there's a yid dancing in the snow. Famous mice, and he goes across the way, taps the guy on the shoulder, and he thinks it's one of the coastal people. Unfortunately, there's no shortage of them in Yerushalayim. So our certain emotionally challenged people tend to come to Yerushalayim. So he thought this guy is one of those, and he's dancing in the snow. It's so exciting, he's seen the snow, and he goes across the road, and he wants to speak to this fellow, and he takes a look, and it's Avshach. He taps Avshach on the shoulder, and he says, Avshach, are you okay? It's middle of the snow here. He says, I've been muttering on a sugya. I've been working on a sugya again and again. I just couldn't get the bottom of it. And I came to Biskarov's house, and we just sat down and worked through the sugya, and now I have pshat. And he's dancing in the snow. Because Ein Rino Shel Torah Ela Balayla. It wasn't the day, though. It was by night. It wasn't by night. It was in the day. But the concept, when the clarity, Torah is clear, then there's something to dance about. When is the night? When is night Torah? When is night Torah? So we would assume the night is by night. And before we explain that, night is a concept. Night can be Sunday morning. And your chavrusa hasn't come. And you do the chazorah on the week's learning. It's quiet. There's no business. The phone's off. It's lav dafke by night. It's a time when it's quiet. Friday night. It's a beautiful night to learn. There's a menucha. A beautiful menucha. And he takes his gemara out and he chazes over his week's gemara. It's that lichtig, the Kedusha Shabbos must be on the person. Night can be any time when you have peace and quiet. Everyone knows about your Kalmud. Zachin Lerocha, he wrote the Mechtam Eliyor, and he's for him. So I was once in his house in Bai Vegan, and he said to me, I pull out the plug at 10 o'clock at night. He said, it's Meshuggah, this is before the mobile days. He says, Meshuggah, you don't get peace. You've got this thing called the phone, there's no Menucha. I pull out the phone at 10 o'clock at night. So I thought, okay, and then he sits and learns. And later on I heard, he pulls out the phone at 10 o'clock, and he's in bed at 10 o'clock, but 4 o'clock he was up. He learned with his chavrusa, and later on he wrote a perish on Yerushalmi at 4 o'clock in the morning. When did Rabbi Yashiv Zechon Livracha wake up? 2 o'clock. He learned till 6 or 7. Rabbi Michal Kanievsky was up at 2 o'clock. This is the time of Laila, the depth of night. That's the time when there's menucha. No one's bothering you. And your head's clear. That is the concept of night. In fact, there's a fascinating Rambam in the beginning of Psochim. Oylar ba'osa beitken as ha-chometz. The night of the 14th, you beit ha-chometz. So the Gemara says, why do we say Oylar ba'osa? The light of the 14th should say Leylar ba'osa. Everyone knows the Gemara says, Le'oylam yada be'odom loshim nekiyo, what shouldn't be moitzi loshim megunam yitoich pi, what should be a negative loshim. So the Tanna starts off the Masechta with Oylar ba'osa instead of Leylar ba'osa. We want to have a positive word, we don't use negative connotations at the beginning of the Masechta, says the Rambam. Why is Laila a negative word? So the words of the Rambam are, Shelaila hu heder ho adorim. It's empty of empty. That's what the Rambam says. Laila is a negative thing. What does Rambam mean by that? Furthermore, the Rambam says over here, you have to learn Rav Teira by Laila. The Rambam himself, who writes in Psochim that Laila is a negative thing, tells us that most Torah is learned by night. By night, the Bria comes to sleep. The Bria goes to sleep. It's finished. The Bria is finished. There's no growth. There's no production by night. They used to made the world in a way that, before the advent of electricity anyway, night one can't do anything. There's nothing to do. What happens by night? The night belongs to Boisirmes, Toshes, Choshech, Viloilo. Shmocha spreads out darkness or thickens darkness and becomes night. Boisirmes, Kolchai, Soyoa. All the wild animals come out. The forest animals come out. Night belongs to the realm of animals. The Gemara says, Vinim Sochim, a person should leave early, shouldn't leave late, go to the city when it's still light. Mishum listim, Rashi says, because of mazikim. Night is a time when the Bria comes to sleep and the wilder forces of nature take control. But I come from Gateshead. I'm sometimes learning late. 2 o'clock comes by and you hear the shikarium outside. 3 o'clock comes by and there's another brawl going on outside. But Yisirim is kolchai, so you are all the wild animals out tonight. The God have created the concept of nightlife. Newcastle, I was once in the south, and a guy said to me, "Where do you come from?" I said, "I come from Newcastle." He said, "Oh, Newcastle." I was going to say Gates of Yeshiva. He said, "Oh, Newcastle. Newcastle, that's the nightlife. There's no nightlife like Newcastle. I've seen it." So Boisirmo is called Chayse Yoar. The Goyim have created the concept of nightlife. They first created electricity, then they created everything that goes with it. The disco lights. They've created a nightlife. That's not the realm of a yid. A yid is sleeping. By night, there's mazikin. The Gemara says, "Nivri lemitzah ele shinta ele girsa." Sleeping or learning. If you're sleeping, says Derech Hashem, one's neshama gets connected up to Shamayim, and one gets connected up to Kedusha, especially if one's Kaddish in the day. Otherwise, you're learning. If you're learning, you're connecting up to Ruchnis. In spite of the Tumah, one's connected up to the Ruchnis. But night is a negative time, unless Chinsa and Gersa, sleeping or learning. The Goyim have created this new concept of nightlife. That's the message from the Rambam. Night Torah, when it's my Torah, I'm personalizing it, it becomes my, I'm taking the messages, I'm getting the clarity I need. That sort of Torah is a different quality of Torah. And Reuv Chachmos is learned by night. So we should all be able to be Zeicha. And the Rambam says afterwards, Kol Isik Ba Torah Ba Laila Chut Shel Chesed Nimshel Chanot Ba Yoyim. Somebody who learns Torah late at night, Chut Shel Chesed Nimshel Chanot Ba Yoyim, he has a string of chesed on top of him, he has a successful day. Shenema Yoyimom Yitzav Hashem Chastoy Balayla Shira Imi Tfilo Lekeil Choy. Beautiful Ram and the Ram carries on. The whole bais Shein Divri Torah Nishmoyim Balayla Chas V'Shalom, any house where Torah isn't heard in the house by night, Eish Echlosoy, the fire Chas V'Shalom consumes that house, the Pachat Chodim, the Kedusha of learning Torah by night. That's the first message of this week's Sedra. Torah, Yaakov, Yishtom, Yeshua, Olim. So when Yaakov was in Sheva, Eve, he didn't sleep by night. It wasn't just because he was a masmid. He was Lumad HaTorah Balayla, Yud David Shom. He wanted to imbibe the atmosphere of Sheva, Eve. He didn't sleep at all. Let's move on to the concept of Tfilah. Yet, Yitzchok Lashem, Lenechach, Yishtoy, Kiyakarohi. Yitzchok davens in front of his wife, Kia Karohi. Why was he spalling on Neuchach? He's very beautiful. He's going over there. He said, it's a medrash, Yerotzin, Shekol, Vladish, Yir, Lo Yu, Elamizer. Yitzchok knew he was going to have children. Shmocha promised Avraham Avinu. Yitzchok knew he was going to have children. But which wife is he going to have children from? A Hoga or a Rivka? So the Neuchach Ishtoi, davened opposite his wife to make sure, but to daven, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to have children from this great Tzedekas Rivka. But Rashi adds something else here. Rashi finds it necessary to say where they were standing as they davened. Famous Rashi. Yeah. Rashi says, No, so I'm saying not. I mean, not a hogger, not a hogger type wife. Sorry. So Rashi says, "Lenechach ishtoi." A small Rashi. Ze oimed bezovia zu umispalim. Yitzchok standing in one corner of the room davening. Vazu oimedes bezovia zu umispalim. So she, Rivka, standing in the other corner, she's davening. And the question is, why is that relevant to know the location of the tefillah? Who cares where they were standing? They were davening at home, and then that's all you have to do. And here the Torah actually finds it necessary to specify where they were learning, where they were standing. Where? Who cares where they were standing? They were davening at home. So I saw in that gossip in the Chiddush of Dov Soloveitchik, he wants to suggest a chiddush. We know the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says in Brachos, the problem with this, Kalakiveh Amokim Nitfilosei Elekei Avram Boezri. Somebody who has a fixed place in Shul, well, I shouldn't say a fixed place in Shul, somebody has a fixed place for davening, we're not going to Machleikas, Kalakiveh Amokim Nitfilosei Elekei Avram Boezri. The God of HaKadosh Baruch is going to help him, Uchashemeis, when he's Nifta, Oimimloi, they say, E Onov, where's the great Onov? E Chosid, where's the Chosid? Talmid Yishol Avram Avinu. This person who has the same place of davening every day, he's Talmid Avram Avinu. I want to suggest that the concept of Oimid Bezoviyazu, Vaimed Bezoviyazu means the Okeveh Makrit Filosi. Yitzchok had his fixed place to daven. Rivka had her fixed place to daven. And that's why it's necessary to say where they were davening, because they were following Avram Avinu's middah of being Okeveh Makrit Filosi. And therefore, that's why we have to know where they were davening. Adka. The problem is, the Machlekes Shoshoni, about this din of Okeveh Makrit Filosi, is it Dafka in Shul or Dafka Adam? Rabbeinu Yonos, the Rosh says, this din is said in Shul. There's no concept of having a mokum kavua l'tfilosoi at home. Rabbeinu Yonos says, on the contrary, the din of keveh mokum tfilosoi is dafka at home. Which was saying, dafka at home. In Shul, there's no need for keveh mokum tfilosoi. And of course, the question is, Yitzchak and Rivka are not at home. So how can we say, they didn't have a Shul. The Chayyur didn't have a Shul. So if we have time, we'll say that David wants to go to say, that they did have a shul, we'll come to it later, because Avram Avinu, where do we learn Keveh Mokrit philosophy of Avram Avinu? What's the Avram Avinu? Is the Gemara is a pasuk. The Gemara says, like, the pasuk says, how do we, when we know on the Avram Kov Amokrit philosophy, how do we know Avram Avinu down with Mokrit philosophy? Shanama, sorry, Vayashkim Avram Baboyke, Avram got up in the morning, and Amokim Asher Omad Shom, this is talking about when he went to see Sdoim being destroyed. So he stood in a place of the Davut HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Sdoim. The next morning, he got up first thing in the morning, El Amokim Asher Omad Shom Espenei Hashem, which means Tfilah, Vein Amida L'Tfilah, so Avram Avinu was Keveh Amokim Tfilosoi. So David says, we have a problem over here. Avram Avinu was Keveh Amokim Tfilosoi. According to the Shonim will hold, there's no din of Keveh Amokim Tfilosoi. If you're not in a shul, then why is Avram Avinu being Keveh Amokim Tfilosoi? We'll leave the question, we'll see, we come back to it. That's a kasha, but he wants to say Chiddush that Avram Avinu, Yitzchak's Tfilah, had a din of a shul. Whatever that means, but maybe we'll come to it. Now, Kapanim, that's the question. So the shaila is again, what's going on over here? So let's digress for a second, and let's think about the machlekes between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, whether dafke in the shul, you need to clear up with philosophy, or dafke at home. If there's a reason to clear up with philosophy, in the shul and at home. And if there's no reason why in the shul more than at home, what's going on here? I came across two reasons why, fascinating reasons why one should be clear up with philosophy. The first reason, it's from the Kisvei Ariza. Beautiful, beautiful moshul from the Kisvei Ariza. He says like this. Melech sheroitze lil koit choy masohi. If a king wants to destroy the thick city walls that he's trying to attack, says Ariza, if he shoots arrows into all different random places, he's never going to get through. But if he shoots an arrow again and again and again at one point, he's going to eventually break through and he's going to be able to get into the city. Tipish! A fool, the Yoyra, Pam Kan, Achim and Nisha Shleimo. Zok Deli Gariza. Kach mi Yoyim Shechorav Beis HaMikdosh. So too, since the day the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, the Nasa Hetzik Chaymes Barzel Beineinu Lavinish Bafanayim. There is a metal separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tfilah Kekonos Reifa. The Tfilah is like a powerful fire-headed arrow, and it pierces through once, twice, three times, eventually it's going to go. Beautiful, beautiful you say, that if you're standing in your place, you want to get through the Mechitza Shel Basel. So every day, one shoots up another bit of Kavona, another bit of Kavona, another bit of Kavona, and eventually the same place eventually goes up. That's one shot. Another shot is, the Chasam Sefer is very busy with this chat, when he gets to changing the Tzura of a shul, when he's busy with the tshuvas of changing, extending a shul, taking away part of the shul, Chasam Sefer says, when you stand on a place and you daven, you're creating Kedushas Hamok. And when you come back to that place, the next day, yesterday Shemayna Esra, the day before Shemayna Esra, today Shemayna Esra, the Mokim becomes Kodesh. When the Mokim becomes Kodesh, you become strengthened from your tefillahs are going to be more successful. You'll be able to daven better. He says, it's not simple, you know, I'm only want to move a shul, cut off a bit here, and add on a bit there. Chassam says, just be careful, because the shul's got kedusha. Now, Rabbi, so let's think about the two reasons. L'cherik with the both reasons, if you're davening at home, for whatever reason it is, you come get to shul that day, you need to pierce through the roof at home more than you need to pierce, your zikr have to pierce through the roof at home. It's your own personal roof. You haven't got the tzibur helping you. So l'cherik your zikr need it at home. So that doesn't make sense to say that according to that reason, dafkin shul not. According to the other reason, you need to make the mokim kaddish. A shul is a mokim kaddish. A shechina comes every day to the shul before we start davening. So I understand, you don't need a shul. I understand very well the shittas are in the anger. But according to the Rosh, that's a din dafki in a shul, it makes no sense. What's going on here? In shul, on the contrary, in shul, I've got, you know, if you think about shul, Chazal say, hein keil kabi lo yimas. When a tzibur, davening, you know the tefillahs of tzibur. So you've got tzibur davening, all together, tefillahs come and they burst through the roof. So my tefillahs can also go with them. That's a mile of tefillah b'tzibur, hein keil kabi lo yimas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ignore the tefillah b'tzibur. So l'chayra, it doesn't make sense to say in the shul, I need the hole in the roof to be broken through. I've got the tzibur bursting through the roof. El Omai, I need the mokim kodesh. I've got the shul is a mokim kodesh. You could say there's a mile in the shul that the shul, where you are in the shul, is more kodesh. It's Indian, like Bachsid in the good davin where the Rebbe stood, on the chair which the Rebbe sat on, because it's the mokim tefillah. And that's why there's Indian davin with the tzaddik, because his tefillahs break through, so you also chap around at the same time, which is the Sarmak Tesh. But perhaps there's another reason brought down, fascinating reason. This is brought down, Shekhanah Harav, Shah Tfilah Daimel Korban. Tfilah is like a korban, it's like a sacrifice. Shekol Echot Kavua Makayman Ishchitosri Matthew. When you're in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a system. This korban isn't soft, and this korban isn't dorim, this korban has to be on this side of the Mizbeach, this one is that side of the Mizbeach. Vamok, therefore, the concept of Shul being a Beis HaMikdash is Machayev, there's got to be Seder. And just like we understand, if you came into the palace, and everyone's helter-skelter all over the place, the Gemish does it. They'll tell you, you stand over here, and he stands over there, and you do this, and you do that. It's a decorum of tefillah. It's a tzuras ha-tefillah. This is like a bis mikdosh. It's a mikdosh ma'at. A mikdosh ma'at needs to have set places, not today here and tomorrow there, running around and all over the place. For me, I have to say it's trying to Beni Yehuda. Beni Yehuda learns not us breaking through the mechitzas. That is ultimate gal. Not us so much as kedushas amokim, but as decorum and a bis hamedrash, bis haknesses. That's how it has to be. When it comes out, now we understand that Beni Yehuda learned the main reason why you need to have a place kavua amokim tefillah is in bis haknesses. The shul needs to have a decorum, so you got to have a place. The other is shenim lemshat that the ikke is mitzad yom kedushas amokim or mitzad yom breaking through. Or mele ahum kavuchem, you have to do it. Coming back to the Avraham and Yitzchok, so David's Azayg is into shtak. He says al korchach the mokim tefilosam shela avos hayon lechshav kebeis hakneses ukemokim tefilosos. When Yitzchok Avinu went to Davin, those in his house zeri bezavizu. There was a decorum, there was a seder, there was a system. They had created the mikdash mat inside the houses. Their tefillah had the power of the korbonus. Yitzchok tikkun tefillas mincha, Avraham tikkun tefillas shachris, shachris keneged tomet shel shacha, mincha keneged tomet shel abayim. Their tefillah was the forerunner of korbonus. Or maybe that to be a system, that to be a seder. And that's the yisoid by Yitzchok Avinu, those kevei amokri tefillosoi, who are in the Zavizu, they were in the Zavizu, and that's why Avraham Avinu as well. La mokim shalom 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 shal